This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday may reveal the extent of a ransomware attack reported in 27 countries. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The R Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stormy weather has hampered ring search efforts at the site of the collapsed Florida condo building. Thunderstorms moved into the area around the Surfside building Monday as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches. Lightning caused temporary stops to the search. The effort widened Monday after demolition specialists successfully brought down the remaining portion of the building late Sunday night. Officials discovered four more bodies in a new section of debris, bringing the death toll from the June 24th collapse to 28. And Tropical Storm Elsa is sweeping over western Cuba with strong rain and winds, and forecasters say it will move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday. The storm is moving over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana on Monday after making landfall near a natural park with few inhabitants. By late afternoon, Elsa's maximum sustained winds had slowed to 50 miles per hour. Its core was about 45 miles southeast of Havana.